Hey y'all, before we play this story, I wanted to tell you about our new community, The Kinship. Have you felt the urge to create lately? To start writing again? To pick your paintbrush back up? Or whatever creative activity you used to love? Or maybe you feel it's time to finally begin that film or book idea you've had for years. The only thing stopping you is you don't know where to start. Well, start with The Kinship. The Kinship is here to provide the skills, community, and inspiration to help you get out of your head and truly nurture your inner storyteller. Access workshops with up-and-coming and accomplished creatives. Perfect your craft with prompts and activities that push you to reflect and to stretch your imagination. And meet other folks like you from across the country that will encourage and pour into you and hold you accountable. When we said we're reclaiming narratives and telling stories, we didn't just mean on our podcast. We meant everywhere. Learn more and join The Kinship at youhadmeatblack.com/kinship. Welcome to You Had Me at Black. I'm Martina Abrahams. This week's story comes from Adha. As a first-year teacher, he caught one student bullying another, but later struggled to identify him to the principal. I want to say that we recognize that parts of this story are problematic, and You Had Me at Black does not condone the school's actions in this situation. But we chose to share it because sometimes we do fucked up shit too, and we can all improve in areas of cultural competency. Before we get into it though, we are 3 days away from our Houston live show. So Houstonians, grab your ticket before they are all gone. And if you're not in Houston, tell your friends in Houston to get their tickets. A portion of the ticket proceeds are going to Bread of Life, an organization serving the community with meal programs, medical services, job placement, and a lot more in the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey. So no matter where you're listening from, you can support by giving a donation. For tickets and donations, go to youhadmeatblack.com/liveHTX. Alrighty, let's get into Adha's story. Here's what happened.
I want you to breathe all this in.
You're listening to You Had Me at Black. Black.
Right in the heart of the city.
Black.
Man, black. Listen, man.
Black, black.
This is You Had Me at Black, and we live, baby.
So, in 2011, I started working as a middle school special education teacher, and I still teach right now to this day. But I started as a middle school special education teacher, but I'm from a place called PG County, Maryland. Make some noise if you ever heard of it. In gorgeous Prince George's, right, the only thing we know is diversity is a good mixture of black and white. So I moved out to East Oakland and started teaching at this school. And on the first day of school, you know, I started in this school because I was like, you know, I want to mold minds like me. I want to change the world. You know, I want to work with at-risk youth, like D'Angelo was just saying. That's what my whole point of being, right? And first day of school, my principal's like, yeah, we're 30% Asian, 30% Latino, 30% black. Welcome to East Oakland. And so I was like, okay, all right, this is going to be an adjustment. And the year went how your first year at a job usually goes, right? I sucked at it. I was terrible. And I'm in front of kids, so you think you're an authority figure, but you're not. They ain't listening to me. Like, I'm 22 years old. Like, they don't give a fuck what I'm saying, right? They don't. And every day is a journey. I'm holding on by a string. You're late to class. So what? Like, that's what every day is. And I'm making it barely every day. And so if you don't know, Oakland Public Schools close at 1:30 on Wednesdays, and the teachers meet for like an hour and a half. Hey, yeah. So I'm in like January. Like, every day is a journey. I'm barely making it. And in like January of my first year, we meet for like an hour and a half. So I teach special education, right? So the fucked up thing about teaching special education is your classroom is in the basement. Everybody else on the main floor. It's real. So to go to this meeting, I have to go from my basement classroom and up to the main floor. And so I sit in some BS meeting, and I listen to them change the standards or change the standardized testing, whatever they're doing. And after, I just want to go home, right? Because that's all I'm doing is teaching and barely surviving and going home. And I take a stroll after this meeting back to my classroom down in the basement, and I have to roll by this dungeon bathroom, like the nastiest bathroom. You remember school bathrooms? Like, they're grimy. And so on minimum days, for the record, when the kids go home and you go to these meetings, the building is empty. It's just the teachers. But I roll by this bathroom and I hear, ow, ow, like twice, like hella loud. And so I'm like, what the fuck? Let me go in here. And so I take a little detour from my classroom and go into the bathroom. And so I see two kids, two Asian kids. And I see a fat Asian kid and a skinny Asian kid. And the skinny Asian kid is rubbing his arm like, and I'm like, are you good? Are you okay? Are you okay? He's like, yeah, yeah. And then he just bolts, like runs. And then the fat Asian kid is like clearly hiding something behind his back. And I'm like, what you got there? What you got there? And he's like shook and like kind of quivering. And he gives me this BB gun. And so he's shooting this kid with a BB gun in the bathroom. And so if you don't know, that's a mandatory expulsion of a weapon at school, right? And, you know, I'm like, shit, nah, I can't go home. I got to deal with this bullshit. So, you know, give him the lecture. Like, we have rules here. You can't break the rules. Like, what's your name? What grade are you in? My name is Jackie. I'm in the sixth grade. And I'm like, all right, I have to take you to the principal's office. Like, the same thing you hear on a TV show. So I'm taking this kid to the principal office, walking out our bathroom, and we're walking up the stairs, and I'm walking with this kid, and I just hear boom! And I look out the fire exit, and I'm like, this motherfucker. And he ran out the fire exit and bolted through the street. And I was like, all right, well, let me go out. He actually gave me the BB gun, so I just want to have it. And I look out in the street, and I look both ways. I don't see him. He's gone. I was like, well, shit, I got the gun. I'll give it to the principal. I know his name. I know what grade he's in. It's fine. So I gave it to the principal, and him and the vice principal are having a meeting. My principal is this short Asian man, great dude, great educator. My assistant principal is this dreadlock, old head black dude who just has seen it all, and you know it. They see me as this youngin, this rookie who, like, messes up, but his heart is in the right place, so they keep me around. Like, that's what... So I bust in, and I'm like, hey, man, I got this BB gun. Like, this kid named Jackie in the sixth grade, he, you know, he took it. He was shooting it at somebody, so, you know, whatever, like, suspend him, whatever you have to do. And he's like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So this guy, the assistant principal, he's going to take you into the other room, and you can look at the yearbook and spot him. And I was like, cool, I'll do that. All right, it's fine. So he gives me the yearbook. So... I looked through the sixth grade names for a Jackie. No Jackie. I looked through the seventh grade names. No Jackie. I looked through the eighth grade names. No Jackie. Shit. It's like, maybe I can spot him by face. Not the name, the face. So I go through the sixth grade pictures again. Nothing. I go through the seventh grade pictures again. Nothing. I go through the eighth grade pictures, and by the time I've done this, it's like 5 or 10 minutes. And the old OG black dude is like, what's the matter? You wanna say it? You wanna say the Asian kids look alike? And I'm sweating. I'm like, no. And I didn't see this kid in the yearbook, so. You know, I go back to my principal, and they, like, are like, you know, the OGs, they've seen it all. They're like, it's all right, we'll get him. Like, we'll have school tomorrow. And so, you know, they maintain, like, this weird positive attitude. So I just, like, went home, shook it off, told people about it, laughed. Come back the next day, I'm teaching first period. Stand in front of the class, teaching something. I don't even remember. And my principal busts in the class and goes, hey, can I talk to you for a second? Pulls me out into the hallway. And I'm like, yeah, sure. And he pulls me out to the hallway, and he's standing there with a fat Asian kid. He goes, is this him? And I was like, nah, it's not him. And he was like, it's okay, we'll get him, we'll get him, we'll get him, we'll get him. Yeah. And so at this point, this story is crossing like the teacher paths. Like everybody's hearing it. And so like they're like, oh, it must be Donnie, who's like the one bad Asian kid. And it sucks because like when they're Asian kids, they don't have that many bad ones. But the reality is, the unfortunate truth, right, is if it was a black kid, they would have known who it was off top, right? They would recognize him. They've been in the discipline system before, right? And because it was an Asian kid, it got like harder to spot him. So, but this continued for a couple days. My principal continued to bring fat Asian kids to my classroom and ask, is this him? And I said no every single time, and I lost so much hope. And in my heart, I was like, I'm not going to find this kid. I was hoodwinked. Like, I suck at this job. What am I doing? Like, he beat me. A 13-year-old beat me. And I was like, just dejected. And days had passed. I think a week had passed. And so I'm walking out on the yard, because I have one kid who has like a physical disability. So he's a PE, and I'm like helping him. And so I'm walking with this kid, and he, you know, we're just walking and talking, and I look across the yard. And I saw him. And I did not give a fuck. So I walked in the principal's office. I was like, I got him. And so we brought this kid in. He was weak as hell. He was like, yeah, I did it. His name was Henry. He was in the 7th grade, and he was expelled. And that's it.
This episode was mixed and mastered by Miles Dotson. Thanks for listening to You Had Me at Black. If you want to hear more stories like this one, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.
This is season 4 of You Had Me at Black.